Hello everyone, let's talk about MariaDB observability. And I'll just get going as we have a lot of material to cover and not a lot of time. Now, why observability is important? Well, if you look at the modern systems, we are really dealing with a lot of complexity, and often we have many non-easily repeatable problems with performance and otherwise. And that means we cannot just repeat the problem in a development system with a lot of debugging enabled. We really need the production observability so we understand what went wrong, why, and how we can prevent that. If you look at the observability, which is achieved through data capture, I actually typically see two use cases for that. Here we have an ongoing data capture, which you have as a normal monitoring, and that should come with relatively little overhead. Or we have a debugging, which is a temporary data capture when you see something wrong, and maybe for a given session or a given instance, you enable much more verbose login and iOS instrumentation, which can get expensive, can get us the more details and solve maybe more problems when you cannot solve just ongoing monitoring. Now, it is also important as a background for observability is that you cannot just look at MariaDB alone, because operating system issues, hardware issues, would be often the root cause of your problems. You cannot also ignore application issues or various other background issues, like in cloud virtualized environments, maybe it is noisy neighbors which is giving you trouble and not your application itself. Well, with that very brief intro in why observability is important, let's talk about MariaDB. If you think about MariaDB, those six are the most important information data sources which exist in MariaDB of the modern versions. First one is show global status, right? Or show status. This is something which existed forever, and it shows more than 500 status variables. Majority of them are counters, though some of them are gauges or text, and they can be session and global in a scope. They also can be both queried through the show status command as well as queried from information schema table. And here is an example querying them from the information schema table and also looking at the questions, which is a number of queries, right, database processed in a global and a session scope. In a global scope, you can see the number is very large because that instance has been running for a long time and processed a lot of queries. Though if you look at the session scope, it's just about slightly more than 100. That's how many queries the given session I am running executed, right? Not that many. Now, though, even if you query session status, as this example, you can get some data which comes from the global variables, right? Like in a DB row counters, they are global. They are not not shown for session and global separately, right? But they will be shown if you query session, though, in a global scope, right? So you have to just know that to avoid being confused, right? Because interpreting them as if there would be indeed session variables can lead you astray. If you would like to get the output from something similar to vmstat, you can use this command, which pretty much will print out one of the variables, in this case, question, as with 1 second increment. I found that as a very helpful tool if you really need to focus on one variable and zero out what is going on in your production. Moving on to information schema. Information schema contains lots of tables, as some of them are going to be schema related and others are performance statistics. Here is example of information about your state, your schema. Like you can query tables, table, and see information about your tables and views. If you look at example of a performance statistics, in a geometrics table is a great information. And in a geometrics is something which is very similar to show status, but it's focused on InnoDB tables, and it has some additional information. Like you can see it computes min and max counters, has information about when it was last reset, and so on and so forth. It is worth to note what by default, many of those InnoDB variables are not enabled. And if you want to look at them all, you can use InnoDB monitor enable all, or there is also options to enable only some of them. Another table which exists in this information schema table is InnoDB mutexes, which is a very cool table which allows us to show what kind of mutexes are having a lot of OS weights. And I think that can be very helpful for some of the advanced diagnostics when you have mutex contention. Next thing what you can see from information schema is this process list, or you can think about that as an extended process list. As you can see, in this case, we don't only have information about running queries and with time, with microsecond resolution, but also information about the statement progress when applicable, or how much memory it used, and so on and so forth, which is actually pretty cool. The next data source to mention is performance schema. And performance schema is where some of the most advanced instrumentation is available. It has more than 80 tables, right? So lots and lots of data, right? And the thing to note, though, it's disabled by default in MariaDB because it comes with some overhead. And it is also very flexible in terms of how much instrumentation and so how much overhead you have. And if you enable a lot of instrumentation, the overhead may be quite high. If you want to enable performance schema in MariaDB, you can add this setting to your MariaDB configuration file and restart. Unfortunately, while a lot of performance schema configuration can be dynamic, enabling it requires a restart. If you look at performance schema configuration, it's kind of tricky, if you will. But the good thing is what default should work most well for most use cases. We can see what there are number of SQL tables which can be used for configuration with SQL language, and also there are command line settings which are similar to those, which is important because those tables are ephemeral, right? When your instance restarts, the configuration will be lost. So what are configuration settings to keep in mind? The actors allows us to configure which users should be instrumented. And typically you keep it to instrument all the users. Consumers is what kind of summaries are going to be built. And I highlighted here in red this transaction summaries, which are new in MariaDB 10.5. That is one of their great work which has been done on performance schema in MariaDB 10.5. The second part of configuration is the instruments, which basically responds to the instrumentation points, the events which are going to be counted and timed. In MariaDB, there is almost 1,000 instrumentation points as of MariaDB 10.5.8, and almost 300 of them are timed and instrumented. So you can get a lot of details right by default, and you can configure even more of them. Additionally, you can configure the objects. It tells you pretty much about the database objects, such as tables, store procedures, triggers, which you want to implement, which are all configured through that setup for objects table. So let's look at example of a performance schema. In this case, we are looking at tables called event current statements current, which shows us shows us the current tables. And in this case, well, this is the statement we are looking for. We can see information about when it was started, when it's ended, right? And, you know, whole bunch of other stuff, like how many rows it sent and so on and so forth, which can be very helpful information. Another example could be looking at file summary. In this case, it tells us information about their InnoDB data file, or actually all the files which share the type of being InnoDB data file. And we can see how many reads, writes, how many events in total, how many miscellaneous events happen to this file. If miscellaneous, when it comes to I/O, typically being fsync operation, as well as times. Now, if you notice in this case, the times are kind of some bizarre long numbers. And this is because MariaDB by default, MariaDB performance schema uses a picosecond to measure the time. And a picosecond is 1/1000th of a nanosecond. So that is a very, very exact timing, right? Very high resolution, which performance schema uses, but which you need to convert to anything which is meaningful. Okay. As I mentioned, in MariaDB, there have been a lot of work done to improve performance schema. In MariaDB 10.5, performance schema roughly matches MySQL 5SAM performance schema. So things like memory instrumentation, metadata login, prepared statements, stored procedure, transactions, and user variables have been added. So that is pretty cool, right? That means some of the most usable features of performance schema are now available in MariaDB. Okay, let's move on and look at some additional data sources, which is very valuable for instrumentation. It would be error log, general log, and query log. Obviously, our logs. When you look at the error log, you have a lot of flexibility out there. You can send it to the files, or by default, it goes to the standard systemd journal, right, from which you can query that. If you look at the slow query log, which would log the queries, which their execution time. In this regard, it's actually much more useful than the query log. On the recent times, I find query log is only usable for debugging purposes when MariaDB crashes before query execution is complete. In this case, you would often find the query in the general query log before it's logged before execution, but it would not be in, let's say, slow query log. For other purposes, slow query log has a lot more valuable information because the query is logged after it executed, so you will have execution timing as well as other wonderful data. You can configure slow query log to log only queries which are slow, or you can configure that to log all the queries. And especially in the systems where you don't have a lot of queries often in development system, logging all the queries and analyzing them with some tools really gives you the most detail. Though if you have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of queries a second, logging every single query becomes way too expensive. This is example of a slow query log with Explain, which is very cool, and especially when it's configured for some login only long queries, because in this case you can really get exact explains of the queries which have been slow. So if you look to mention a few words about Explain in particular. If you're not familiar with what Explain is, please Google. Explain is a very valuable tool with both database developers and DBAs need to know, which really helps you to understand how query is executed, right? And you really want to make sure what your queries are executed correctly, right? Using the right indexes and so on and so forth. Because if they don't, you may be putting a lot more load on database than you should. Sometimes hundreds, even thousand times more, right? And queries which do not have been optimized well can really affect your database performance very poorly. Explain in MariaDB has multiple output formats you can use. You can also run Explain for currently running query. For example, you find the query running for some reason very slow already for 15 minutes, you can just run Explain on it. Here is your standard Explain, right, which is output as a table, but there are also some advanced Explain features. Like I mentioned, you can get Explain output in JSON format. You can use Show Explain for connection. In this case, you will get the connection ID. And then there is also Analyze, which is a not called Explain, but it is also a way to understand query performance, which would run the query itself, but it also will provide you information about how that query was actually executed. Where Explain uses estimates about query execution. The Analyze actually tells you what has happened. Here is example of the Explain Analyze, and you can see in this case you can see actual number of rows, actual number of rows filtered, and so on and so forth. Right, so that is a pretty cool feature. Now, this is all good, but if you are looking for some more of visualization of this observability data from MariaDB, I would encourage you to check out Percona Monitoring Management. This is their tool which we have developed at Percona that is completely open source solution for a number of open source databases. And it is particularly focused on really helping developers and DBAs to find the queries which are running poorly and optimize their performance. With that little plug, that's all I have for you. And now I would be happy to answer your questions. Thank you.